Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. A Father's Dream by Thomas Gary. Relationships and war are both uncertain, yet both require decisions. 1967 was a tumultuous time in America. Personally, I was feeling lost. College life, part-time job to survive living on my own, far away from the loving cocoon of family, pressure to conform. I was caught between my desire and my father's expectation. Dad always anticipated my earning a college degree. He was a high school dropout with a touch of juvenile delinquency, an intelligent man with undiagnosed dyslexia who grew up in a well-off white-collar family. The World War II Navy set him straight. He went on to be a skilled brick mason. My father wanted better for his firstborn son. I was predestined. The high school college prep curriculum led to junior college enrollment. In the third semester, Dad's plan for me went awry. I wanted to quit school. It meant shattering my father's vision. Would my dropping out resurrect Dad's personal nightmare of being a failure in the eyes of his parents? My parents and three siblings were 1,000 miles away. I felt a sense of loyalty to them, particularly Dad. Deeper still was fear of condemnation. I sought an honorable alternative. I made the choice alone. The government conscripted almost 2 million citizens during the Vietnam War. In 1968, I was sworn into the U.S. Army along with nearly 300,000 other men. I had a student deferment, but requested the local draft board reclassify me to 1A. I was not dropping out. I was going in. How could a wartime veteran see my action as anything but honorable? The 19-year-old son was playing it safe, heedless of the danger. Now a father myself, I understand the dread and terror my parents felt. I completed the third semester, returning home for the Christmas holidays after final exams. In early January, I reported for the trip to Fort Benning in Georgia. My ploy to avoid parental criticism worked. Dad knew my oath to the Constitution was irrevocable. He had the grace to put aside ill will at seeing his own dream thwarted. He wished me well, his love expressed with a long hug and tearful goodbye. He foresaw better than I the peril ahead. During my year in Vietnam, on average 17 Americans died daily. The night before deployment, I heard the depth of my father's anguish. Joanne, a smart, engaging young woman, and I developed a relationship. When together, it was magical. We were inseparable during my leave from the Army. The last evening at home, we were with a group at her friend's house. Joanne planned for us to be alone. It was emotional. We kissed with adolescent passion, our embrace intense, our bodies becoming one with unfathomable pleasure. The evening felt like a movie scene. We were at the threshold of separation, she at home completing high school, me the kid soldier off to war. Joanne's parents approved our dating, hanging out, doing young adult things, but with limits. She had a curfew. On that last night, we blew through it. Joanne was ready for parental consequences. A short time later, as dawn approached, I reflected on the recent few hours of ecstasy and tears while imagining a frightening year of unknowns. The kitchen wall phone rang. An irate father demanded to speak to Dad. Shaking off sleep, Dad took the phone, said hello, then listened. Joanne's parent blasted away with fatherly indignation, defending his daughter's honor, denouncing my conduct. In response, Dad respectfully delivered a few words in somber, measured tone. My son leaves for Vietnam tomorrow. How do you think I feel? I came home from war to fulfill my father's expectations. He saw me twice in cap and gown, then followed my career in social work. I often expressed appreciation for his influence. When visiting our family, he asked about my work, a flicker of pride crossing his face. His two grandchildren elicited a greater glow of joy and love. In 2010, Dad's life was ebbing. Shortly before he died, I assembled the family before an emotional flight south. Physically miserable from a belly bloated from fluid overload, his spirit soared during our visit. The recent portrait of my beautiful family, our children, their partners, two adorable great-grandbabies, was his last vision. He had achieved a father's dream. His son did better. Dad was leaving as I had over 40 years earlier. This time, there was no uncertainty about return. We knew. I hugged his weakening body one last time, whispering through tears of grief, "Thank you, Dad. I love you." Copyright 2024, Thomas Gary. Thomas Gary, a common man with uncommon experiences, lives in Berks County, Pennsylvania. He served in the U.S. Army with duty in Vietnam. As a social worker, he helped children, youth, and adults in a variety of practice venues and situations throughout a work life of 40 years. Married with two adult children and two grandchildren, he is currently writing his life story to provide answers to questions his kids will never ask. His first two published stories appeared in Personal Story Publishing Project, Lost and Found, and Sooner or Later.
Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There, you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.